This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today for Sports Radio 94 WIP, Phillies 24/7. And we are officially, 17 days? Reese Hoskins days. I know. Well, I bring up Reese, but I'm doing it. 17 days until opening day when your Philadelphia Phillies will be playing the Washington Nationals. I'm thinking about, I gotta check ticket prices. I want to go to the home opener this year. I haven't, like, as a baseball fan, two things I haven't done yet. I feel like I, like, it's half, 100% have to do, especially as a Phillies fan, not just baseball fan, but a Phillies fan. Need to get to Clearwater for spring training, one of these, next year maybe. And then also need to go to a home opener. Never been to a home opener. Last couple of years, went to playoff games, went to game one of the wild card series against the Marlins a couple of years ago, and I went to game two against the Mets last year in the NLDS, and were amazing experiences. I know I need to get to Clearwater. I've heard amazing things about it. I'm sure it's incredible, intimate, all that stuff. So, random thought there to start the show, but why not? But that just comes to mind of, like, I need to get to a home opener. I'll see how much ticket prices are this year against the Colorado Rockies on the 31st at 3:05. But we are 17 days away from the regular season opener at Nationals Park against the Washington Nationals. Will be the 27th at 4:05. Some interesting things to talk about today. I want to dive into a few of the interviews that the morning show did the end of last week on Thursday and Friday. A few interesting things that Dave Dombrowski and Kyle Schwarber specifically had to say. I want to talk about that. Maybe a little bit of what Rob Thompson said, but Topper wasn't, not that Topper's not an interesting interview, but some more things I wanted to pick apart from Kyle Schwarber and Dave Dombrowski, what they had to say when they were on with the WIP morning show last weekend. Also want to get to, I'm sure you probably heard it, most of you, but if you haven't, Jimmy Rollins had some interesting comments on Foul Territory, the YouTube channel /podcast, whichever you want to call it. He had some really interesting things to say about advice he gave to Bryce Harper. So we're going to get into that, and we'll get into a little bit of around Major League Baseball in just a little bit. So just recapping the last couple of spring training games. Thursday, Phils lost to the Tampa Bay Rays. You got a few good innings out of Aaron Nola. X went 3 innings, 2 hits, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, and puts a 0 up in the earned run column. So good to see from Knowles as he prepares to go for his, you know, it's been a decade now of Knowles. I mean, it's been a decade, and He's looking pretty good in spring training, I think, so far. Castellanos and Max Kepler both went yard that game. Kepler's had a good spring, man. I really think he'll be important for the bottom of this lineup if he can, again, like I've said multiple times on the show, that, you know, him getting back to maybe where he was a couple of years ago, I don't think he needs to be where he was in 2019, where he was a part of that Twins team that, you know, set the record or tied the record for most home runs in a season. But I think Kepler had 36 or somewhere around then. So will be important for this part of the bottom of the lineup, which I think he will bat. And I think we could all agree on that. And looking good in spring so far. But again, just spring. Friday, the Phils lost to the Pirates 3-2. Cody Clemens would hit a homer in this game. Christopher Sanchez, again, the velocity has really been up. He has really worked on that. Who knows if the radar gun just ticks up for a few guys, but either way, Sanchez looks like he is looking good for a coming off his breakout season last year. He went 3 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned, 4 strikeouts on Friday. Saturday, Phils beat the Blue Jays 5-4. Taiwan Walker has looked good, man. Has looked good. He went 3 1/3, 4 hits, 1 earned, 3 strikeouts against the Blue Jays. Taiwan Walker looking like, again, I think he could be a Swiss Army knife for this team. And if not, maybe trade bait. People have talked about that, so maybe that that could happen with Taiwan Walker. But he is looking good for a bounce-back year in 2025. Alec Bohm has been good this spring. Good signs for heading into 2025. He went 2-for-4, a double and a homer on Saturday against the Blue Jays. And also, Trey Turner got his first hit in the spring. I don't know. Again, spring is just the spring. You can't really take a whole lot. Sometimes you can take a little bit, but Trey Turner is finally getting his first hit in spring. He's hitting below, I think, .075. So, I mean, hopefully that's not indications for this year. Looks like he's going to be the leadoff hitter. Hopefully that's not a big deal. And then yesterday, Phils destroyed the Baltimore Orioles 12-2. Ranger Suarez, couple of good innings. Went 3, 1 hit, 1 earned, couple of strikeouts. Arun Escobar and Edmundo Sosa would hit dingers. And then you had a couple of clean innings from three guys that are going to be the back end of this bullpen: Jose Alvarado, Jordan Romano, and Orion Kerkering, having clean innings, all putting up zeros and their innings of work. And I bring those guys up because they're going to be, you know, they're going to be a big part of this bullpen. And me and Dan Wilson discussed last night on our show, you know, about the bullpen versus the lineup, like which is more concerning. I still think it's the lineup. But hey, man, honestly, the bullpen will be interesting this year. I don't think it's concerning is the word, but I'm not concerned about the bullpen, but it's going to be interesting. You know, you lose Hoffman. He was a big part of that, and he's been just one of the best relievers in baseball. But hopefully Jordan Romano can get back to being where he was with Toronto, you know, for 3 years prior to last year, where he was one of the best closers in baseball. And that's just the honest truth. Okay, so the WIP Morning Show had they had Kyle Schwarber on, they had Rob Thompson on, and they had Dave Dombrowski on Thursday and Friday, a mix of in between there. I don't remember which days they had each one on, but Thursday and Friday they had those three on one of those days. And again, I'm not gonna play into the sound here, but if you have listened to this station, you know, within the last like 4 days, there's a good chance that anything I'm going to talk about here, you probably heard, because you know, obviously when we get these players or GMs, whomever it may be, on, you know, hoping for something interesting that they're going to say. I mean, that's just sports media in general. That's what you're hoping for. But a couple of things that I wanted to discuss. So first was Kyle Schwarber. And I just don't know how to feel. I think, you know, Schwarber's a winner, was obviously part of the 2016 Cubs team to finally win in the first team 108 years. You know, was on the Phils team a couple of years ago when they went to the World Series. Has been on the team, you know, since then. and, you know, it was on the Red Sox in 21, I believe. Did they get to the CS? I feel like they did in 2021. They did get to the CS, I'm pretty sure. But Kyle Schwarber just feels like, you know, he plays on winning teams, does he not? And he talked about the Phil's mentality this year, and I'm not really quite sure what to take from it. He's saying that, you know, that basically they believe they're a good team, but, you know, they know that they fell short. And I don't really know how to take it. I just the overall theme that I'm really getting from, like, players, whether it's Trey, whether it's Schwarber, whether whomever it may be, Nick Castellanos talking about they're feeling no pressure this year, this might be a good thing. I don't know, man. I just, as we get closer opening day, I can't help but think right now, I still get the feeling that this team, that fire is just not lit under them. And I'm actually going to get to more of this point in just a couple of minutes, so I'm not going to expand too much on it until I get to these Jimmy Rollins comments. But just get the sense of, like, I still, right now, and I was hoping to feel a little different, still feeling different than I did, or not still feeling the same that I did within the days of losing, you know, in four games to the New York Mets in the divisional series. Still getting the same feeling that I'm getting, that this team just, like, doesn't get it. Doesn't get it. So that's where I was with Schwarber's comments. Didn't say a whole lot. I mean, Schwarber's not, like, you know, it doesn't usually give you, like, you know, big material that we're going, like, oh my God, he said that. Like, usually Schwarber's not that type of guy. But Dave Dombrowski feels like he is that type of guy. Dave Dombrowski talked about, and I know this pissed off a lot of people. It's just more of, like, he may not have necessarily been wrong about the plate discipline for the Phillies in the playoffs. Now, I believe the camera asked him about, you know, the Phils and, you know, the plate discipline being a big concern. And Dombrowski said, well, like, we were middle of the pack in the playoffs. You know, I guess out of 12 teams, they were middle of the pack. Like, I don't even have words for that. Like, I don't care that they were middle of the pack. Like, you know it's a concern. You know it's a problem for this team. That is not the type of response that obviously we're, as fans, not looking for. Obviously, we're not looking. I just don't. It just feel, and this is the same feeling that I'm getting from Dombrowski in his exit interview, you know, at the end of the season. This is, like I said.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For the Schwarber and the players thing, similar feelings. And look, I mean, Dombrowski can only do so much as president of baseball operations. I get that. And like, I look, I'm a little more lenient when it comes to GMs and president of whatever operations, whatever sport it is, basketball, baseball, whomever it may be, because I think all a GM can do is put your team in the best position to win and make moves to do that. And I mean, you can't control injuries. I still like the Austin Hayes. I'm in the minority. I still like the Austin Hayes deadline move last year, and he just happened to have the kidney, you know, and he was sick and injured and all that stuff. All you can do as a GM is just try to put your team in the best position to win. But at the same time, like, you can't be that tone deaf, can you? They're like, oh, we were middle of the pack. Like, no, it should be, we need to be better, and I know this is a problem, and we need to get it fixed. Like, that's what the answer should just straight up be. Like, it shouldn't be, we're middle of the pack. It's like, no, we need to be better. It's like John Middleton in that Gelb article, you know, what was it, like weeks or a month after the season was over, it's like, no, this is, it's not okay. Like, it's still, it's like, it just, not to say they're saying it's okay, but it doesn't seem like, you know, for a team with this core at this point, you got to win with this core. It's not like, oh, well, we have a bright future. It's not like you're the Tigers or the Royals who got to the playoffs last year. It's like, okay, well, we have years to build on this. Like, no, the Phillies, a lot of this core, they're in their, you know, early 30s. And before you know it, they're going to be in their mid-30s or guys are, you know, towards the end of their contracts. And it's not going to, you're not going to have the same opportunities. Not going to have the same opportunities. So that was my biggest thing from Dave Dombrowski. It was the play discipline comments that you can't be that tone deaf, man. Another one, Trey Turner. So it sounds like they are, you know, Dave Dombrowski went to, like, Trey Turner's our shortstop to, in this morning show interview, basically saying that, well, if Turner, you know, maybe this year or within the next couple of years is not, you know, still not performing well defensively at shortstop, that they'll be willing to move him either to the outfield or to a different position. And that's encouraging. It's encouraging. Look, again, at the end of the day, I still feel like if Trey is going really well offensively and doing that consistently, though, that the defense isn't that big of a deal. Like, we haven't been looking at the Phillies the last couple of years saying, oh, man, their defense is the reason that they are losing, you know, playoff series. And I still think, I know that's not like a popular answer among some people. I still don't think, I'm not in like a defense doesn't matter. I just don't think that it's going to make or break you. I do think when it comes down to playoffs and, you know, maybe there are points where, you know, big game, you know, maybe late game, like eighth or ninth inning, you can't be making dumb plays. But at the same time, like, I don't think they're usually not the difference for teams winning or losing championships. Like, it's, you don't, and I know I'm just going off metrics, but you don't look at like defensive run saved, now it's above average. It's like, you know, every team that wins the World Series is top five in these metrics. Like, it's not, it doesn't work that way. You know, when it, at the end of the day, it comes down to the offense, it comes down to starting pitching, and it comes down, you know, your bullpen and your starting pitching, be able to prevent runs and putting runs on the board. That's what it really is about. So, not to say defense doesn't matter, but I don't think it's going to make or break you. I just think we're talking about it with Turner because Turner has been up and down with his offense. So, do I think that eventually Trey probably does need to move this positions? Yeah, I don't think this is going to change. I'm not getting the feeling that Turner's going to automatically be a different shortstop. Not getting that feeling, but it's encouraging that Dave has said that they are willing, you know, if Trey is not working out, if he continues to not be being the best shortstop, which just seemed like he was in denial, honestly. The exit interview, press conferences, well, after the Phillies lost to the Mets, it seems like he's changing his tune a little bit, and maybe it's because he came to his senses and I wasn't so emotional about it. I'm not really sure. But, okay, one more thing. So this is off the WIP interviews now. I want to get to this comment that Jimmy Rollins made on Foul Territory. And he basically said, he talked about giving Bryce Harper advice. And he said, I don't know if it was the context was maybe like Bryce said he was tired. I could probably see maybe he was jokingly said to J-Roll, like, yeah, we're tired of hearing about, you know, the 08 team, blah, blah, blah. He probably said it jokingly, but also kind of serious. But J-Roll said in this interview with Foul Territory, I think it was AJ Pierzynski that was interviewing him, that if you don't want to hear about us anymore, you go and win. Like, he mentioned that, you know, for him, you know, they were tired of hearing about, you know, the, you know, going in 2008 or around that time, that J-Roll said they were tired of hearing about the 80 Phillies, so they said, oh, let's go win ourselves. And that team had the fire to go win. I hope something like this, again, I'm looking for whatever I can take for this Phillies team, for them to get it together, for them to flip the switch and to have that fire lit under them. Because they need to find ways to, and I kind of compared this when I was on the air with Dan the other night, that like, for me, and like probably like a lot of other people, when it comes to like diet, exercise, stuff like that, I can do it. You know, I like to run. I like to play tennis. You know, I can find ways to be active. But if I really want to push myself to really be a healthy, you know, human being, that I have to do the extra work it takes to really change and see the results. I'm getting the same thing with the Phillies. The Phillies are like, oh, we're good enough that we can be, you know, in the conversation, in the mix, that we can win the division, be a playoff team. But it feels like they're just not willing to, just the tone that I've gotten since, you know, the end of last year, and even right now, is that this team is too set in their ways, that they're not willing to do that extra work. And because you can hear it in J-Roll, like J-Roll had that. That team had that. Like J-Roll, Rollins, Howard, Utley, like they all had that. They had that fire and desire. And it doesn't feel like this team has that fire and desire. Just does not. Does not. And it's really, man, I was hoping I'd feel different, man, because I've been trying to be positive the last couple of months heading into spring training, and I still just do not feel. I don't feel it, man. I'm being honest. I want to know where you are as well. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_. I did have some other stuff planned to talk about here, but I got a lot of emotions the last, like, you know, week with these interviews, whether it's Trey, Lizardo. I'm excited about Lizardo. I'm excited about a lot with the Phillies. I really wish I could be excited about this rotation as I really wish I could be. I really wish I could be excited about this rotation. I am still excited about this rotation just as a baseball fan and as a Phillies fan to a certain extent, but I'm still getting the same feeling. I'm still emotionally in the same place that I was at the end of the DS against the Mets. Just kind of, yeah. So I don't know. I would love to know your thoughts at @Rojas_media_ on Twitter/X and let me know your thoughts. Okay, just to end the show, I did have other stuff planned, but I needed to get some thoughts. And, you know, when you get the emotions just built up, you kind of got to get it off sometimes. Okay, so looking ahead to the next couple of games in spring training. Today, they will be playing the Twins at 105. It will be Seth Johnson on the mound for the Phils, Pablo Lopez on the bump for the Minnesota Twins. Tomorrow, another 105 start. Don't know who it's going to be for the Phils yet. It says TBA, at least according to Baseball Savant. On the other side, it will be Lucas Giolito of the Boston Red Sox. And around Major League Baseball, just to end it, bad news for Yankees and Mets. I mean, Yankees and Mets have had injury issues to start the season, or it's not even start the season, before the season started. It's been brutal for both teams. And, you know, there's been news of Luis Gil, Giancarlo Stanton, DJ LeMahieu for the Yankees, but also now Gerrit Cole looking like he might need to get time. I think he got Tommy John, like, what was it last? No, I don't think he had Tommy John last year, but he had issues. And this year, or he had injury, he had trouble. And this year, right now, man, it looks like he might have to get Tommy John. Yankees are awaiting second opinion to confirm but Gerrit Cole recommended to have Tommy John surgery. Other New York team, Francisco Alvarez, expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks with a broken hamate bone. He will undergo surgery and will probably miss the first month of the season, so not great news for the Mets catcher. And then lastly here, Art Shallock passes away. He was MLB's oldest living player. Oldest living ex-major leaguer. He was 100 years old. I believe he replaced Mickey Mantle when he retired. Big shoes to fill. And so yeah, Art Shallock, MLB's oldest living player, passes away at 100. Rest in peace. Okay, that's going to do it for today's episode of Phillies Today. And maybe this ended up, I didn't really plan on this, but this ended up being like kind of an emotional check-in with the Phils after these interviews, these WIP interviews, these great interviews that, the Camera in the Morning show did, that Spike in the Afternoon show did with Turner and Lizardo and Bryce as well. Just want to know your thoughts. Where are you emotionally as we get a couple of weeks away from the regular season opening day? Still not feeling great about the team, but maybe you can sell me on the other side. This doesn't seem like a lot of fans are on that other side of maybe feeling happy and excited about this team, right? So that's going to do it for me, Francisco Rojas, and I will talk to you guys soon.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.